it is a plan to destroy a character of such a great leader like ourselves, Rika Mabugu. She's a wonderful lady and never have a record of any criminality and run a government in our country and can never be part and parcel of any terrorists. Therefore, it is an act of sabotage from the government side to put such a kind of plot, such kind of act on her person. So we demand that she must be released immediately. We call up the international community to take all their responsibility to sanction the president and his government for her release. I've made a statement this evening as the government. I'll give it to him till Thursday next week. If he doesn't release him, we will take our responsibility and release them.
At the press conference, the presidential candidate who failed to qualify for this year's election allegedly threatened the country's security, saying there will be no peace if her candidacy, or for that matter, her party is not allowed to participate in this election. Some people said that is threatening and that the government had no choice but to act.
I think that's not the real picture of what people can distort the statement of our colleagues in the opposition. And I never heard them say any such things in line of the election. What they are advocating is that you infringing into their rights of as a citizen of the country will bring instability in the country. They're talking to the government. What you are doing is wrong. We don't want you to continue acting like that because you are going to put a lot of instability. When you take the right of a citizen, instead of protecting them, you take away their right. What is the consequence of that? How many people can survive without their right? You are calling for insurrection in our country. That's the government who is doing that, not the opposition people. They are for peace. We are for peace. We are for peace in our country. Our country has been for many years the bastions of democracy, great democracy. So there's nowhere anybody of the opposition has ever spoke about those kind of languages.
What is your party and other opposition parties planning to do? Because some of these parties held a joint press conference where she spoke, but others are saying that if you threaten the country's peace, you threaten the country's stability, and you say that even if you are arrested, the fight will still go on, what does that mean? And she needed to explain herself. And one of the charges, I understand, is terrorism and plotting to cause chaos. The government had no choice than to act. What do you say to that?
They fomented this kind of allegation against them. What we are doing, as I'm the honorary chairman of my party, which is ANC, a new generation, and the movement of liberation, we are going to take our country back from a dictator. And we want the world to be aware that I will go back to the country soon and take back my country back from him.
What do you mean you are going to take back your country from him? Isn't he a Beninese? Wasn't he elected by the majority of Beninese to be the president?
As we start today, he doesn't represent our people. He represents a danger. He represents insecurity. He represents all it is to be instability in our country. And the country is ready for us to take it away and make. We want peace and stability in the region. We don't want such a person who is a problem, a fear in our people in Benin. That is what we are going to do. And nothing is going to stop us to do it. Because we want a peaceful country we've had since 1990. And we won't want somebody who wants to stop anybody to have his rights, which is the fundamental to any individual in the country. We have a fundamental right.
Now, with what you are saying, some people might see it as a threat. However, some people are suggesting that why aren't all of you coming together to present a unified presidential candidate to have a shot at defeating the incumbent president, since all of you have the same goal anyway?
No, not really. You must know the genesis of what is happening in our country. We are the pioneer of democracy in the country. It's the country of the essence of our democracy is that everybody can compete and we choose the best. It doesn't spoil the soup. It doesn't spoil anybody. It is a joyful moment for us in our country where everybody is candidate. It's like a Christmas in our country. And when somebody comes and selected himself, select his own competitors, how do you call it a democracy? He has taken the right of people to express themselves away from them. He's done it through the municipality, to parliamentary, to every the election. He chooses. How can you choose your own people? So he has taken the right of people to express themselves. Benin election moment for all the few decades I've been born is a period of celebration where we see people celebrating. Houses are talking about the candidate, just like in Ghana, how we celebrate it. This is what we've seen. But this is the first time we saw terror. We saw a type of terrorist, which is a Patrick Talon. He have agonized our country. He take away a piece of our country. What we are asking for, we say we want to put in place in a couple of months to come a transition government in place, and we welcome some of these people from his government to join us to put it in place. As it's going, we cannot allow it to go to the end.